When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Good game. Actually, game we wanted to play. A really good defensive performance in a new structure. Offensively, it created an awful lot without using Rangers goalie. Had a couple of really nice saves, and we missed some others, but liked it a lot. Two goals we scored were really nice, like, okay, one is penalty, but the move from Lucho for the pen was really good, and we played good in these areas. And free kick from Trent was outstanding, and said it now to all the others, can say it here again. Set piece goals are actually my favorite goals because you don't have to wait for VAR, you just can celebrate them. So in the end, I think Rangers came up a little bit, but didn't put us with one situation really. Where Ali had to make a save, but apart from that, I liked the game a lot.
Is it the good thing that you're creating the chances, or a slight frustration?
No frustration about that at all. I really didn't want to sit here now and talk about a 4-0 or whatever. 2-0, top gives us 3 points. Let's keep going.
Yeah,
Sam.
Darwin is obviously walking in the footsteps of some great strikers that have come here. He just still needs that first goal.
Yeah. I think we can see that. So the way the boys up front moved today together, I thought was extremely, extremely good for only one session working on it. To be honest, we never did it before. We had now one session, and that with a low intensity because we only played recently. So they just see how good a good striker is constantly in these situations. So I think everybody saw tonight that this will happen. And so all good.
Your team's faced a little bit of criticism in the past weeks.
Rightly so.
How much does that factor into your preparations this week? You really look like, the team certainly looked like you had a point to prove right from the first whistle. A lot of urgency, the press really high up the pitch. How is that just outside noise for you, or are you aware of the criticism?
Can't wait for the moment when I can read newspapers again, because I didn't read them for weeks. Don't know what's happening in the world, to be honest, because... I know the big news and the bad news, I know all of them, but no, I have no clue, but the criticism was completely fine. It's completely fine. We are not over the moon about our situation, let me say it like this, but it's all not, we played here some really good games. It's not like 10 years ago, it's not too long ago, and Champions League nights at Liverpool are always quite enjoyable usually, and that's what happened tonight again. But that we were really up to, don't think it had too much to do with the situation. It was that game which gave us this job to do. But that's how I said. I saw tonight a team fully committed. That's what you saw obviously as well, and that's what I like a lot, and that's what we have to do.
Jam at the back.
No, I think they played against Napoli. Played against Napoli 5, and Ajax they started and changed the other way around. No, this was the way. Huh? No, we're not surprised. But we had to prepare for both. But that's more. I think our setup was a bigger surprise tonight. They say like this. That's for sure. We surprised ourselves. and yeah. These situations can then happen. It was difficult. It was difficult to defend. I think Diogo Jota moved particularly well in between the lines. Darwin kept them away. But now we will see what we do when we come to Rangers. We respect them a lot, and we know it's a different game, different occasion. and we don't even think that we are kind of halfway through all the right side. No, we really, that's why I said 2-0, top result, tough game, fight, good, go from here.
Gentlemen here with the glasses.
You had another full work compared to your usual starting 11. Is that an option that you like a lot?
Yeah.
Is that something that you can use again, or is it more related to this game?
No, actually nothing to do with the game. It had a little bit to do with the game, but not too much. It was for us. We wanted to defend differently to what we usually do. If you see us for a few years now, then if somebody was criticizing us for our defending, it was more or less people are talking about a high line, but that people created now. And when we were defensive pressing, in a defensive pressing situation, that they create a lot of chances, that's rare. Was rare, but happened more, no. And that's why we set it up slightly different, closed different gaps. We knew that obviously the left side is the of Grangers is the creative side, Ryan and Barisic. Tony is a big threat in the finishing situation. So that was a part which had to do with the game, but apart from that, no.
Chris Baskin.
Yeah, that's true. He played a good game, huh? So defensively especially, wonderful goal. How I said, we set it up differently. We cannot talk about that every week, but it's not, Trent has no defensive problem. We have a defensive, had a defensive problem, hopefully had, because we our timing was not right. And we take risk in defending, everybody knows that. If then the timing is not right, you open gaps. And these gaps are very often in the back of Trent, but not because of him. But because of other situations, and then he has to track back. And yes, how I said, we were not in the perfect moment, and that's why we adjusted it slightly. A wonderful goal, eh? Yeah, what can I say? I would now say that's Trent, but it's long ago that he last time scored a free kick, so I'm happy that he had this still in his locker.
Ewan, Murray.
Jürgen, I appreciate this is not your problem, maybe your concern, but Liverpool and Rangers are both huge clubs in British football. I think a lot of people would watch that game tonight and see the gulf between the teams and find it quite alarming or damaging. Do you recognise that?
No. Oh. I would be calm about it. I'm pretty. Rangers is a really good team, doing really well, and played an exceptional season in Europe last year. Unlucky that they lost the final, qualified for the Champions League. That's all positive. You cannot have all in one. Give them a bit of time to adapt to Europe as well. I think both. Maybe it's the wrong press conference to talk about Celtic. I'm not sure if you also stand up and go if I say the word, but use the word. But both. Of these clubs made a big step in the last few years, and yeah, if you want you can talk about the gulf between, or you see how close they came, and that's pretty much the way I would look at it, but you're right, it's not really my problem.
Thanks on that. Thank you everyone.
See you.
If you enjoyed this podcast, then we've got a whole load more for you right now. Head over to redmenplus.com. You can get extra Red Men podcasts. You've got Around the League. You've got The Debate Show, Jano Insight with Neil Jones, and Podcast Extra, all the stuff that we could never possibly broadcast on public spaces. It is there, available in your native podcasting app on the go as well. Head to redmenplus.com and sign up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.